Good morning. If you've ever felt that pastoral hand on your shoulder, you know they're about to ask you to do something out of your comfort zone. So when Father Bruce asked me to help and share with the questions that he provided for us, my first response was, what? Me? But then I thought, you know, this church has given so much to me and been such an important part of my life that I want to really share that with others. And as I look around this congregation, I think of how special each and every one of you is to me. When I first noticed a sign on Highway 6 in 1978 announcing that a new Episcopal church was forming in Bear Creek, I'd already been a lifelong Episcopalian. Growing up, my mother took me to church, Sunday school, and EYC, as youth was group was called then, and made sure I was baptized and confirmed. By the time I was an adult, church membership meant attending Sunday service and dropping a few dollars in the collection plate. When I found St. Cuthbert, I was looking for the convenience of a church a short drive from my home. What I found was a community where a church family loves the Lord and serves others joyfully. Oh my, why is St. Cuthbert important to me? My ministry service began as a lector and then as a lay Eucharistic minister. My daughter was in youth group and I began to make friends in the church. I started making an annual pledge, but not giving a whole lot of thought to it. And I held back from making a full commitment of my time. I told myself it was because my husband, who was a wonderful man, had been raised in another denomination, did not attend church with me, and because my job required long hours, because my free time should be spent with my family, and so on and so on, I could come up with the best excuses of why I would not make a total commitment. Faithfully, each year, friends like Skip and Debbie and Marty invited me to attend Discovery Weekend, and each time I politely declined. Fine, that's 11 years that they invited and continued to invite. It just seemed like it, Marty. Finally, everything fell into place so that I could attend, and the Saturday night of Discovery Weekend number 12, my life was changed. My husband could see a difference in me, and through some very open discussions between the two of us and with the pastor, he began to attend St. Cuthbert regularly and was confirmed the following year. After 32 years of praying in my marriage that we could share our faith, my prayers were answered. If you are faithful, God is faithful. And he's faithful even when you're not. As our ministry life prospered, with me as life group coordinator and Discovery 17 director, and my husband as head of the ushers, our marriage grew stronger, and we made a financial commitment to the church together. Within a year, my husband was diagnosed with kidney cancer, and we needed the love and support of our church family to sustain us. Fortunately, when his kidney was removed, he was pronounced cancer-free. Through our work together as life group host, our marriage grew even stronger, and we formed lasting relationships with many sitting here today who we count as our closest friends. Life group, and by the way, that stands for living in fellowship eternally. Life group members became as close as family. They kept up with who in their group was struggling and needed help, and enjoyed fantastic fellowship and wonderful food, all while studying the Word of God and learning from each other. St. Cuthbert is important to me because I've seen the Holy Spirit at work, changing my priorities so that I have a closer relationship with Christ and with His church. For me, it was through Discovery Weekend and life groups. For you, it may be the choir, the mom's group, or men's group. And I have to pause for a moment and just tell you that Beth and I were chosen to give these talks, and probably because she's around the same age that I was when I joined this church. And now I'm a bit older than that, but it is amazing how God works, because we did not compare what we were going to say or our talks, and yet there are common threads that are running through both of our, what we're sharing with you. Why is making a pledge important to the church? God begins speaking to us in Genesis, telling us that He created the heavens and the earth and all that is in it. He has entrusted us with the care, enjoyment, and use of His creation. That's called stewardship. God expects us to use what He has given us for His glory and to help others. Each year, our representatives elected to the vestry make difficult decisions how to be good stewards of what we have pledged to bring glory to God and to serve others through worship and ministry. We are cared for by an incredible staff that go above and beyond what their title is. Our lives are enriched by ministries that require funds to operate. Your pledge makes this possible. Why I pledge? At St. Cuthbert, I have served on ministries, again, to glorify God and to help others experience the transforming love of Jesus Christ that I have. Not quite 3 years ago, I found myself on the receiving end of several ministries when my husband's cancer returned and we were given the news that it was incurable. Community of Hope contacted me regularly, not only to find out how our needs could be met, but to give support and reassurance. Meals Ministry scheduled food my husband and I could eat, ask when it was convenient to deliver, and how much food was needed. Lay Eucharistic visitors brought communion to us at home. Countless friends sent text, cards, and emails to lift our spirits and prayed for us. When my husband passed away, the love of this church family comforted me. As I learned to live as a single person, there were frequent invitations from friends showing me that although my life was different, it was far from over, and I was not alone. Having experienced both the joy of serving and the gratitude of having been served, I pledge so that St. Cuthbert Church can continue to meet the spiritual, emotional, and physical needs of others. Thank you.